You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, and it is a regular, actually a pretty nice morning.
Yeah.
We've had pretty boring weather, and I'm loving every second of it. I mean, this is fantastic weather, isn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah. Happy yeah. Monday. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Good. It's
happy,
nice.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Not, rise and shine.
It's not a happy Monday,
shaking
no. I mean,
like,
we're just lucky to be here again. Each and every day, we're lucky to be a country. My God, this thing is just a disaster. What an S show. I'm sorry. This is just beyond my comprehension. I've never seen anything like this. And, okay. You know, these guys out there, those megas, there's got to be a point at which they say, this has got to be the line that I can't step over.
Yeah, not yet.
No?
Apparently
no?
not.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, wow, you're coming in hot this morning, huh?
No.
That's good.
Well, you and I were talking
about
the Packer game, and that got
right.
me started.
Oh, I know,
that got me started.
What a game that was last night.
What a great game.
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, and that's then, fantastic.
To walk away disappointed at the end at 11:15 when I'm ready to pass out.
What? You mean you don't like tie scores?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That time watching a damn game, and they – cut it off as a tie score.
Yeah, and then at the end of the game, you know, it's all hugs and kisses between the teams. Oh, well, that was a battle. Whoa. Oh, we both lost, but we both won. It's like, oh, come on. Give me a break.
That's BS.
It is BS. Why don't they just have the two quarterbacks come out and arm wrestle or something for the final point?
Well,
or just do something. Just do flip a coin. I don't care.
Rock, paper, scissors. That's what I've been saying.
Paper,
doing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. But what a game, though. I mean, 9 lead changes. Just back and forth all night long. 40-40. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's tough playing.
That was the final.
It's tough playing Dallas because they have that one star out of American flag on their helmets. What can you do?
Well,
you
know,
they're America's team. You know what I mean?
Lone Star State. That's them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not from the flag. It's from their flag.
That's right. Oh, well. But it was a great game except the ending. So
and as I mentioned, you spend all that time watching a damn game,
right?
All that time you go into overtime. You've got hopes, and then they stop the game because they made some arbitrary rules saying, well, just one overtime, that's it.
Yeah, that's all.
Why?
That's all you get.
All the people that drove to the stadium to see this game. And they all got stung.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a huge disappointment. I hate these rules, these ridiculous, stupid rules. Play until you win. That's why you play the game.
Okay. Right. Yes. Okay.
I'm done. I don't know. You know,
well,
this football thing has got me angry.
Should we go to the phones? Matt is on the line from Middleton.
I blame Trump for this.
Oh,
okay,
really?
Matt, go ahead.
Good morning, Matt.
Morning, guys. Yes, it is Trump's fault.
See?
I blame him for everything. but I just want, I had to call, though. Happy Monday. I think we need to let the government shut down. Screw these MAGA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let it. People voted to have it all burn and crash.
Right.
Let it burn and crash. They need to learn the lesson. Let the farmers go bankrupt. Why do farmers get socialism while the rest of us get rugged capitalism? Lift yourself up by your bootstraps.
Right.
Republicans are always messing the farmers up and then giving them bailouts with the socialism.
Yeah. I mean,
why should only left-leaning Democrats get fired and lose their livelihood while we bail out farmers
yeah.
who voted to have it all burned down.
That's
Let
right.
them burn.
They voted for this. This is their thing. Oh, they didn't see it coming. They didn't believe he'd do something like this. Oh, yeah. All the excuses. Sorry about that, right, Matt? I mean, this is it. We're giving them all the money. We're giving them the tariff money that we have put tariffs in to prevent these imports of food and exports of food. This is ridiculous. I don't even know what are we doing?
$20 billion to Argentina. What do I care what happens in Argentina?
People
are really stupid.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Me too. Matt. I'm done.
Okay.
But have a good day.
All right. Matt.
Yeah,
thanks, Matt.
See, and we're going to have a great day.
Yeah, see, the Republicans own, they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the White House, they have Supreme Court, they have all the power, and now they're blaming the Democrats for the shutdown. Okay. Really?
Right. And not only that, but it's fun to hear Trump say, you know what? If there's a shutdown, I'm firing everybody that I think should not be paid. You know, they do have to pay some of these people to stay on. All the people that aren't going to stay on because they got to keep the government running a little bit. All those people, they're not just going to get laid off or, you know, put off for a few months or weeks or days. They're fired completely. This is his threat. This is what he's holding over the Democrats.
Right.
No, he's holding it over Americans. Mm-hmm. And these are people with jobs and families and bills to pay, and he wants to fire them permanently because that's how he negotiates with the Democrats. Yeah. This is brutal stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, what are we talking about?
All right. Well, did you have a good weekend? I went to Portobello Friday night just because, you know?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. I
know,
been
it's
there.
Gorgeous. It
I
is.
I haven't been there in 20 or 30 years. I mean, and it was so great to go there. And, you know, the rumor is that they're shutting down, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, for a big apartment complex.
I asked the server about that. You know, what's the deal with them shutting down? Oh, no, that's just a rumor. Yeah. I'm like, really?
Okay. They're at the mercy of the city.
I guess, but yeah. No, they're just saying, they were very tight-lipped about it. They weren't going to say anything. Of course, I think
you just got to keep Portobello open.
Oh, man.
This will bring a lot of business to Portobello, just talking about the fact that they might go away. There's the courtyard. Were you in the courtyard or were you inside?
The courtyard, all set up, but nobody was out there.
Yeah.
And actually, they'd taken the chairs in, and it wasn't that late. Yeah. I don't know why they didn't have the courtyard going. Maybe they just didn't have enough servers.
But there's an ambiance inside Portobello.
Man. It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's like stepping into a time zone.
I know.
It doesn't exist anymore. It was out there maybe 50 years ago.
I know. It's such a beautiful place.
It is.
What? Okay. We had a call, but we lost the call. Yeah. All right. Anyway. So that's what I did.
So what did you have? An Italian dish of some sort?
I just had some appetizers and then was drinking heavily. Passed out at the table. They had to haul me out. No, that's...
Well,
but you know, it was...
That's why we don't go out to dinner. I always have to carry him out to his car.
Some things never change. So Saturday night, I was driving, you know, because I live downtown, so I'm driving around a little bit. All these people dressed in banana suits.
No.
I mean,
really?
I mean, a couple of hundred of them, at least.
Yeah.
Dressed in banana suits. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And Dom, you saw some of this too, right?
We went to the Stuffed Olive Saturday night, and they were also just there, just walking around. And I was like, did I miss a...
Students, mainly.
Yeah. And I was wondering, what's going on? I need to know what is going on.
We looked it up this morning. The Banana Bar Crawl is what it's called. And it's a nationwide, it's like a promotional thing. So these different bars sign up to do it, and then they offer discounts if you're dressed in the banana suit.
Wow.
But they hand out the banana. So there were like identical banana suits walking all over the place. It was very weird. I thought, boy, oh boy, did I have too much to drink?
I kind of regret getting rid of my banana costume now.
You had a banana costume?
I did have a banana costume. I thought, what an unusual thing to walk around in. You know, it's like a crescent moon.
Right.
And which I also liked. But the banana costume, I guess, was fine. You know, with the Savannah Bananas,
would
think that would be the costume to wear there as
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was just very weird to see all these, everybody walking around.
I wish I had seen that.
Yeah.
I'll have to drive around town a little bit more.
Well, apparently there's another one coming up in November.
November 9th, I think. Yeah.
Remind me of this. Please.
I will remind you. Yeah.
I have to go.
Yes. Right. I might buy a banana suit and join. You know, that's how awesome it was.
Yeah. I think you buy the tickets online. There were, I don't know, a dozen or so bars that were involved in the promotion. So,
yeah.
So it was a good deal. You walk around, you get, you know, free drinks or whatever.
I'm surprised,
or
you know,
discount drinks.
They wouldn't have something like the cow costume, right?
Right.
Those became very big, very popular, and they're still very popular, oddly.
Mm. Yeah.
And that dinosaur suit. I don't know if you guys know. It's just like this big dinosaur suit everyone wears. Everyone buys it. It's just a big onesie.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'll buy it and I'll bring it in. But
it's giant.
It's huge. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it goes way over your head, right? And you walk around in it.
Maybe you. Yeah. You might know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I think I've seen one of those.
Yeah. They're popular.
Yeah. Tom, did you have a good weekend?
I did, man. Yeah. I had my anniversary with my girlfriend. My 3-year anniversary.
Wow.
3 years.
Really?
3 years. Yes.
Man, you started going out with her when you were 15.
When I was 8 or 19. And okay. Yeah, it was really fun. We went to the Melting Pot. It was good. We ate some raw food. It was great.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do we have time for raw food?
That's always nice to have raw food.
Yeah. Do we have time for Would You Rather? I think we do.
Yes, we do.
All right. Buckle up. It's time to choose your own destiny.
What?
This is Would You Rather.
All right.
All right. Let's get this out of the way. First question. Would you rather read the book or watch the movie? That's anything. Would you rather read the book or watch the movie?
I like the movie version.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll go with that, too.
I think that's an easy one. Across the board. Yeah.
Okay.
Never been a big book reader.
That's one reason to see the movie, but...
all right. Second question.
Yeah.
Would you rather show up to a job interview with stained pants or pit stains?
What kind of question is this?
It's just, they're both terrible.
It's a no-win question. Yeah.
I think I would do pit stains.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, I think so.
Might as well look nervous for the interview.
Right.
True. Yeah, that's
good
thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all I got.
That's
very
it?
Easy. Yeah.
You want to have a bonus question? Because we all agreed on the first two. You should have a bonus question.
Which one? Okay. What?
No, he's making it up.
Okay, never mind.
Portobello or stuffed olive? I don't know.
What?
Okay.
All right. By the way, you know, I'm looking into seeing the movie One Battle After Another. I think we're going to set up a time on Tuesday for the family to go out and see this. I've been reading so many really incredible reviews about this movie. It's almost like we went out and saw Civil War.
I haven't heard anything about this.
I know.
What's the name of it?
I didn't know anything about it either until like yesterday or the day before. I read a review on it and say, well, it's the best movie out there. It's a moment in time that is similar to what's going on right now. So it's something I think we should probably, you know, plan on seeing sometime.
What's
I know
it
I'm
called
taking
again?
The kids out. It's called One Battle, Another... after another. One battle after another. One battle after another. See, I don't even know the title.
Okay.
But I'm going to go see this damn movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
19 past the hour. We're just getting going on a Monday morning. Next up, the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, going to preview the World Dairy Expo right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Canzuela cansiva. Me gusta. Touchdown.
Barb does a touchdown and he does the Macarena. Reggie White.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Choose WMDX and then text us or voice note us or give us a call.
Beautiful weather today. Clear skies this morning. 53 degrees currently. Highs in the mid-80s this afternoon. Let's check in with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam.
Morning, guys. How are you after a beautiful weekend in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Did you stay up late last night to watch the Packer game end in a tie?
I did.
Me too.
It was not. Yeah. It's. I knew it was going to be a tough Monday.
Yeah.
Just by virtue of when that game was, and then the more I tried to sleep with one eye open, I knew it was just getting worse. So yeah. Right. Well, the only thing I've got good this week is the World Dairy Expo. That'll keep me hopping. So.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I'll regain my momentum.
We had a little discussion on this program, this rule, this arbitrary rule of just stopping the game after one overtime. What do you think about something like that? You spend all this time, all this effort, and then they have this weird rule that just stops the game at a tie?
I'm personally, you guys are the vintage, too. Remember, I think it was George Carlin, sudden death. And you know, remember that bit he used to do about sudden death versus going home and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm more of a sudden death person myself.
Oh, beautiful.
Let's keep scratching and crawling until there's nothing left of us.
That's right.
Yeah,
wow,
that's
I love that
be.
Attitude.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the World Dairy Expo.
This is another thing, sudden death. The World Dairy Expo. I don't know why that relates. But anyway, this is a huge event, and you gave us a little insight into this. Wow, I didn't know this much stuff went into the World Dairy
it's
Expo.
It's huge.
This is fantastic. Could fill us in a little bit. I mean, the fact that these exhibitors who show up for this have to pay so much money.
Well, sure. You know, I thought to myself when I was visiting with these folks as their cattle, they were arriving, it must have been Friday last week, and I was talking with this guy from upstate New York that brought 14 animals in two semis. And it took him 18 hours to come from the Finger Lake area of New York and get the cattle. Now, he had to make a stop because these cows are all about routine. So they had to make a stop in Ohio to milk the cows. The semis are built with vacuum lines. So all they basically do is take the milker in the semi and they can milk the cows while they're in the semi.
What?
And I said, well, now, how do you do that? I mean, do you have a generator on the semi? No, he said, we go to an RV wayside where they've got power. And also that's where they can dump the milk when they get done milking them because they can't they're not going to carry that along with them. And I thought to myself, can you imagine a family that's pulling up in an RV and you're next to a semi load of cows with this old odd pulsating noise coming from within.
But
it took him 18 hours to get here. And the part that really shocked me, I actually had to ask him a couple times. He did the same thing last year. He's been exhibiting since about, 2017, maybe earlier. Last year, for him, his staff and everything, $90,000 just for the opportunity to show at World Dairy Expo. His hotel bill, he's kind of got a wee bit of a stick crossways with Dane County and Madison. His hotel bill alone for him and his staff, $15,000.
What?
Oh,
so,
man.
Yep.
What does he get out of this? What does he get out of this?
Well,
a lot of
the goal is that your animals are going to do so well that the genetics that you have will be sought after and that you will regain some of your money back that way. But I mean, that's on a wing and a prayer. I mean, you are in the ring with these elite animals from all across North America. So, you know, it's kind of like catching, you know, magic in a bottle. You hope you've got it, but you're still out that money regardless. And the other part I thought was interesting is now it's gotten so expensive. And the staff is so difficult to find. Mm-hmm. You just don't have farm kids that are fitting cattle and taking care of things. So now this particular barn, they were cooking the meals in the barn right next to the animals. They bring their own refrigerator. They bring crock pots that put my tailgating to shame. And they make meals for all of their staff. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking pizzas. They had brisket. When I looked in the refrigerator, it was like brisket, something you'd see wow. in a downtown Madison restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to feed those kids and those helpers very, very well so that they stick with them mm-hmm. and don't get tempted to go next aisle over and work with somebody else. So, but yeah, $90,000 was his tab last year, and he said he's not sure he's going to be able to get by that cheap this year.
Yeah, well, I know there's the Badger Dairy Club. They sell their famous grilled yep. cheese sandwich out there. That's a big
Correct.
Event. And Kirshner's yep. Premium Ice Cream out of Barron County, they're pretty big now, too. What's the story on that?
Yep. So tonight is the World Dairy Expo Dairy Product Contest. They're going to recognize the winners. One of them, as you pointed out, is up in Chautauqua, Kirshner's Super Premium Ice Cream. They were the grand champion in the ice cream, gelatos, etc. And then another Turtle Lake Cheese Company, Lake Cheese, Schumann Cheese, they won with a vanilla mascarpone. That sounds so good. Mascarpone yeah. is yeah. a cheese, but it's a dessert cheese. And I just can't imagine with Madagascar vanilla.
Oh,
so yeah, they're going to be recognized tonight. The contest concluded a couple weeks back. Tonight they get their awards at World Dairy Expo.
Okay, now I have one more thing. I know
we're less than a minute here.
Imported cattle come in and they have to have a passport. The cattle have passports?
Yes. cattle have to have a passport. You bet. And you sit in line with them. You and your RV are along with them waiting for the border patrol to go through all their paperwork before you get through.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, Pam. Well, have fun at the World Dairy Expo. I know it's going to be a busy week for you. Thank you for joining
us. We'll catch up with you Friday.
Absolutely, yes.
Good deal. All right.
Check it out. All the effort they put in, I want to go to this.
At the Alliance Center all week long. All right, when we come back, Idiocracy for a Monday with John Peterson, Gordy Young, Dominic Lee, and you. Come back with us.
The most overrated and most over-decorated and currently I am the most over-berated actress who likes football of my generation. It's embarrassing and it's terrifying to put the target on your forehead, and it sets you up for all sorts of attacks and armies of brown shirts and bots and worse. And the only way you can do it is to feel you have to. You have to. You don't have an option. You have to stand up, speak up, act up. If we live through this precarious moment, if his catastrophic instinct to retaliate doesn't lead us to nuclear winter, we will have much to thank this president for, because he will have woken us up to how fragile freedom really is.
That's Meryl Streep responding to Donald Trump, who called her overrated.
Yeah.
And a good response there.
Well, you know, WMDX 92.7, John and Courtney in the morning. When you hear Trump trash other individuals, all the comedians, there isn't a funny comedian out there to him, and that's only because they have criticized him and his ego can't handle that. And now actresses and actors are all, you know, either bad or good, depending on whether they agree with him or not.
All right.
There's something wrong with the person, okay?
Yes.
Really, CJ,
evident,
my friend, Milwaukee friend, who is a MAGA, come on, you guys. I mean, think about it. There's something mentally disturbed up there. I mean, he is not all there.
Right.
So, come on.
Yeah.
People can disagree with you. It's not an insult. It's not a personal attack. Right. It's just they don't like you.
Mm.
Okay? It's a personality clash. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. It is 6:37. Weather today, no problems. Going to be nice and warm, high in the mid-80s. Lots of sunshine right now, 53 degrees. Coming up in a half hour, I'll reveal the first keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Let's go to the phones. Catherine is on the line this morning. Good morning, Catherine.
Oh, I didn't think you'd have time for me. You guys have already taken like 9 calls. It's crazy. Good morning. Friday, Monday.
Yeah.
I'm just so grateful to hear that. I saw that Meryl Streep cut. I knew immediately what you were playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I took away from it? I'm taking back the word woke. Yeah. Go ahead. Call me woke.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I am woke.
Right.
Because like you were saying, John, debate is gone. There's no more Republicans and Democrats working together, debating the very meritorious sides of a discussion. That's gone now.
Yeah.
It's only a one-sided conversation. And she's right. Well, thank you, Donald Trump. You woke me. And I'm going to use that word all the time now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good point.
Let's find a way to kind of work that into the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes. We're gonna, please. Thank you.
We'll try and do that. All right.
Okay. See ya.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We're wide awake now. Yes. Yeah.
We're
woke.
All woke.
We're all woke.
Are you woke this morning?
Yeah.
Maybe we could slip that in.
Are you woke?
I think so. Yeah.
Hey, Charles is on the line. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning, Charles. What do you got for us today?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
So let's see. We got war ravaged Portland going on right now.
Charles, we got that coming up a little after 7 o'clock.
All right. So then we got Americans acting a plum fool at the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
that was something. Yeah.
And then you got Marjorie Taylor Greene. Letting everybody know that she's not suicidal.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What was that? So,
the circus is in town, yeah.
Yes, yes. What was
she? Are we winning yet?
Well, boy, I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah.
And I'm with Matt, the first caller. We don't need to bail out the farmers. I'll keep saying that. You guys were stupid enough to vote for him the first time, and he screwed you. And you got lucky with bailouts, and he screwed you the second time. How stupid can you be to keep voting for somebody that is only concerned about their own pockets and the other rich people?
It's like a gambler losing at the table and turning to the guy next to him. Can you pay for this?
Right.
You know? Right. Yeah.
Hey, but good show so far, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Charles. Yep.
Appreciate that. 608-879-8255.
All right, let's get to some of this farmer talk here. You know, Trump is killing big ag now. Farmers can't sell their stuff, and they're losing connections internationally. So let's listen to cut 211 here, and I think it's self-explanatory. Let's check it out.
That alongside, of course, the president's effort to realign America around American products and making all of these new deals, we are at a point where we're looking at the harvest, where we're looking at our soybean, corn, wheat, sorghum, cotton farmers who are facing very, very difficult times. We are currently in conversations here at the White House, across the government, on a farmer aid package. In our current programming right now, we've got about $13 billion moving out under ECAP, which is our old farmer payment system based on losses from last year and the year before.
Wow.
So this would be in addition to that, in partnership with our colleagues on the Hill. We should have an announcement very soon, perhaps in the next couple of weeks.
We want to take our money. We're doing well because of tariffs. We're doing unbelievable. We're making more money than we ever have made. And by the way, we're going to take some of that tariff money that we've made, just to get off the subject for a second. We're going to take some of that tariff money that we made. We're going to give it to our farmers, who are for a little while going to be hurt until it kicks in. The tariffs kick into their benefit. So we're going to make sure that our farmers are in great shape, because we're taking in a lot of money.
So he doesn't really get it, right? He's got the tariffs that are causing this shortage and this difficulty for the farmers, and now he's going to use it to help bail them out. And by the way, it doesn't always bail everybody out.
Right.
A lot of these farmers will go under because of this, the smaller ones. And big corporations will probably get most of the money, like the last bailout. We have gone through this before, and for some reason, they voted him in anyway. You know, they can gamble, and we end up paying the debt, what they lose.
Yeah.
Now, and I'm a big supporter of farmers. I mean, that's why we have Pam Yonke on the show.
Sure.
Because we want to support them more than anything here in the dairy state. We've got to have that. And I wish that we could connect somehow, you know, the woke with farmers. Please, you know, we want you to provide a field to table. We want you to provide all this food for us. And even that is almost impossible to provide now because the funding isn't there to help facilitate bringing farm food to local communities. It's just ended.
Yeah, it's hard enough to be a farmer, you know, even without all this stuff going on. I mean, these small family farms and even the bigger ones, they're all struggling. And it's all because of what Trump has done again to them.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of these farms are going out of business. When I was doing the census, driving through the countryside, there were so many farmhouses, just abandoned farmhouses.
Yeah.
And the fields are now part of somebody else's.
We got a text here from Corey in Watertown. Trump is going to bail out the farmers with tariff money until the tariffs kick in. Say that a couple of times and let that sink in if you're going to bail them out with the money until the money kicks in. Yeah. Round and round.
And supposedly
it goes.
The money was paying off the debt.
Yeah.
The national debt only because, you know, all of these tax cuts. So now that's not happening. This isn't a very well thought out plan here.
And we got a shutdown happening in a couple of days.
Okay, now, you know, this is Idiocracy, and we'd like to, you know, go back in time as well to relive some of the more dangerous and ridiculous moments of our life. And I want to go back a little bit. I want to get the British take on what happened at the UN and Trump. All right, so this is a little bit of coverage here. This is 198. Let's listen to this perspective. All right, let's listen.
Donald Trump came with a message to the UN about where it's going wrong and to tell its member countries what they need to change.
All I got from the United Nations was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle. If the First Lady wasn't in great shape, she would have fallen. And then a teleprompter that didn't work. These are the two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter.
He singled out Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, for criticism.
I look at London where you have a terrible mayor, terrible, terrible mayor.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
It's been so changed.
No,
so changed.
Don't go there.
Now they want to go to Sharia law.
Oh, okay.
But you're in a different country. You can't do that.
Yeah. Mr. Khan has said he's not going to dignify these bigoted comments with a response. The other great threat facing the world, according to President Trump, is not climate change, but attempts to halt it with renewable energy. Global warming, he said, is a hoax.
It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion.
The cliche.
Donald Trump came here 7 years ago and bragged about his achievements in office, and the people listening to him actually laughed at him. It was a humiliating moment for him. But things have changed so much. Nobody dares do that now. So even as they listen to him lecture them on how they should be running their own countries with these fixations on climate change and on immigration, he was still applauded at the end of it because everybody knows they have to treat Donald Trump much more carefully now.
He's a madman. That's why. Now, bear with me on this.
Okay.
We know that the follow-ups were done by his staff on the elevator and the teleprompter. All right? We know that. But for some reason, no one else is telling him that. So let's go to cut 209 here. Cut 209 and listen to this.
Okay.
President Trump demanding an investigation into what he is calling, quote, triple sabotage during his visit to the United Nations. In a social media post, he wrote in part, a real disgrace took place at the UN yesterday. Not one, not two, but three very sinister events.
Your staff.
The sinister events he is referencing involve a stopped escalator, a broken teleprompter, and audio issues.
John, these are petty grievances, but it really underscores President Trump's broader complaints about the United Nations and its capacity to solve some of the world's most intractable global conflicts. And we heard that in the president's speech, president taking to social media to lay out in great detail what had happened here, unable to just let it go and move on. He goes on to say this wasn't a coincidence. This was triple sabotage at the UN. The president then demanding an immediate investigation.
Oh, okay.
An investigation.
Yes, amazing.
Escalator.
Cue up 207 now. Okay. But some guy online knows a little bit more, and this is a web wisdom telling the truth. Finally, let's listen.
It appears the UN has discovered who the culprit was that stopped the escalator at the UN right as Donald Trump had stepped foot on it. And it turns out to be Trump's own videographer. He apparently inadvertently set off a safety mechanism on the escalator that forced it to shut down and stop. He was traveling backwards up the escalator, trying to take a video of Trump and the First Lady going up and arriving to the UN, and he somehow triggered this safety mechanism. The UN went and looked at the central processing unit of the escalator, and it indicated that this mechanism had been triggered. This mechanism is designed to stop people or things from getting caught under the escalator and forced into the gears. Trump was furious about this happening, and the White House called for a thorough investigation and for whoever was responsible to be fired. And it turns out to be one of their own. And he was also extremely furious about the teleprompter not working properly and went on a tirade about that. Okay. And it turns out...
It's strange. Even the regular public knows what happened.
Right. We're coming right back with more of Idiocracy. John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's Mission Impossible here on this show as we try to make sense out of the Trump administration.
That is impossible.
Wow.
Yeah.
WMDX. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Weather today, sunshine, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, a cool 54 degrees. It's John and Gordy, along with Dom Lee, our producer. Coming up in our next hour, of course, we'll reveal the next keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Also, we'll welcome back Jim Conway. He's a UW pediatrics professor. We're going to talk vaccinations and medical stuff, get the latest on...
Well, all the stuff that's going on with RFK Jr.
Yes,
kind of screwing up, I guess, public health a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about Tylenol.
Yeah.
Is it good or not?
Gee, I don't
really
know.
Really wonder, huh?
Anyway, you know, we're also talking off the air here about Mission Impossible.
Right.
I was watching both... of the last two movies, and that is Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
I love them. Yeah.
I mean, the first movie was really fantastic. We loved that. Yeah. And then we found out on Prime, where you can watch movies that are still at the theater, but pay a subscription price.
Okay.
We paid $6.99, which I thought was a good deal for both of us. So we decided to watch both movies and see how it came together. And it was really, really cool. But there was a scene in the movie where they were showing all these IDs that Ethan Hunt, who, by the way, is the character in Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And they were showing all these IDs. But the one that stood out was the one where Ethan Hunt is from Madison, Wisconsin.
That's what his ID says.
That's right.
You froze it and took a picture of it.
I took a picture of of his ID. I can't believe it.
All these years, I didn't know that's where he was from.
He was from here.
Huh.
Wow. Born 1964, August 18th. There it is. Ethan Hunt, Madisonian.
Who knew? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Little things you find out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We have CJ on the line. Hey, CJ, what's going on?
Happy Monday, CJ.
Happy Monday, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
You know, as I hear you talk about, you know, President Trump at the UN.
Yeah.
He told them the truth. It was perfect because they needed to hear it. They do have so much potential. And as far as James Comey, that's going to be the first because he deserves to be charged.
Mm-hmm.
Lied to the FISA court 3 times, knows that he lied to the FISA court. And you guys obviously have not read the John Durham report. It's well worth it.
Well,
you'll learn so much about the truth of where all that lies came from. Who paid for it? The Hillary Clinton campaign.
That was a discredited report.
Including the President Obama.
The Durham report was discredited. I mean, it was nothing. It was a nothing burger.
Right.
Well, James Comey says, bring it on.
Yeah,
let's go to court.
On.
Let's
yeah.
go to have
yeah,
a trial.
Well, prove
because
it.
Truth
James Comey, yeah.
Because
remember when he found the seashells on the the shoreline 86, 47?
Yeah.
He just happened to find that, didn't he?
That's right. Then, you know, 86 is a very popular term used in the restaurant business. So maybe he was just, you know, saying, hey, okay, I don't like the crab, you know? That's
well, you yeah, well, you know what?
Well, you know, Trump will have to testify if they go to court.
So. Our most trusted institution.
Yeah. Mm. And, well, he's making him. He's making
from the Obama administration.
Yeah, but isn't
all the way through the Biden administration?
Isn't he making every trusted institution not trusted at this point?
No, I don't believe so.
Is it,
I believe he is
here,
making it just like the UN.
Yeah.
He told them the truth.
Well, here's my here's my point
the
on
UN
this.
UN has done nothing to stop the wars.
All right.
You know,
well, he hasn't either.
Seven of them.
He was going to stop the war in Ukraine immediately, and he has not done that. So I wouldn't talk about that. I wouldn't open that can of worms. But here's the question.
Well, I am opening that can of worms
because
it's the truth.
No.
So, what has the UN done to stop any of those wars? Absolutely nothing.
Well, has Trump done anything?
To hear the truth, guys.
And by the way, Trump said that none of these shootings, none of this unrest would ever happen if he became president. And how's that going for him? How's it turned out?
Well, you guys are the party of assassination, so you tell me.
Oh, we are. Oh, okay.
Well, your party.
No, why do you say that? Why do you say that?
That information, did you ever look up that study? Because
the study found
your party has no problem with violence, political violence.
All right. Well, I think
the majority of your party does. Look at the study, guys.
Is that the study that Trump took down?
Rutgers University. Rutgers University.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You guys, you know, I'm just telling you the truth.
I know you are. I know you are. And we'll look up that Rutgers University study. All right.
But I gave you the information.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously didn't look it up just like you didn't.
Did
you
send the information? I don't remember seeing that.
And whoever discredited the John Durham report?
The John Durham report went nowhere. It was nothing.
You obviously didn't read it, guys. It's a great read.
Well, I don't read things that are discredited right away. I don't have time for that. You know, I didn't care about it. It was a partisan witch hunt anyway, the Durham report. So I didn't care.
6:59, we've got news straight ahead and an update on the weather. Also, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot in our next hour.
It was like looking at a Michael Gableman study, you know, and you can't put too much on that either.
Also, we'll talk to UW Pediatrics Professor Jim Conway. That's coming up. And right around the corner, we'll reveal the next keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text Win contest. It's all coming up in our 7 o'clock hour right here on WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.